الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable علماء, respected حفاظ, elders and brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First and foremost, we begin with the praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher, and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, the most honorable guest you could ever host in your life is going to be sent to you very, very soon by your merciful Allah. And whether you prepare for it or not, it is still going to stop by your humble dwellings and stay with you for a full month. Ramadan is not just a special guest. It is the most important event in your life. Yes, your life. And what is amazing about our merciful Allah is that in His infinite generosity, He grants it to us every year. It is a special event, different from other events, since our merciful Allah is sending it to us for our benefit. SubhanAllah. And this amazing guest and all that is associated with it is so special that if we do not even prepare for it or we do not even welcome it, that Allah who sent it will have it stop by every single person and still bring it benefits and blessings in their lives. And this guest is like no other guest. If we prepare for it, it has wonderful gifts in store for us. In fact, even if we are heedless and we did not prepare for it, but are willing to work with this guest, we are still going to find it very kind and generous. Thus, anyone who tastes its sweetness and find that there is nothing more delightful, that is why when it leaves, there is a pain in the heart. There is a pain in the heart. Unlike some people, they come and visit you, we say, I care, Jawan. When these people are going to go? But this guest is so special, when it leaves, we feel some type of pain and some type of sorrow in our heart. And that feeling is for those who prepared and honored it. Now today, me and you, are we willing to understand what we have to do to prepare for it? Inshallah. Inshallah. So if we are willing, let us travel together on this journey and see how come this guest. Normally when we prepare for our guest, normally we try to find out what they like and what they want from us so that we can organize it for them. Isn't it? So we try to find out what they like, what they dislike. So we try to organize it. Similarly, in order for us to benefit from Ramadan, we must know what it wants from us, which sets it apart from ordinary guests. So number one, we need to find out that. Number two, There are spends and events which was make sure of proper use, and if we do that, then we have truly honored it. Now we know, ordinary guest would want delicious food. We know our mothers and sisters, when they are mihman coming, when they are guests coming to our homes, how they prepare, mashallah, Allah reward them. They go out of their way and they'll send you 105 times to the supermarket to go buy this and buy that and make sure everything is arranged. But now this guest is an amazing guest. This guest wants us to abstain from eating. It wants us to abstain from drinking and impermissible actions. Ordinary guests want us to take them visiting, especially when people come outside from the country, then we have to arrange for them the 5-6 famous places that we normally go in South Africa, to the Kruger Park and to Cape Town and this and that. This guest wants us to visit the masjid 5 times daily for obligatory prayer. That is a no-go. That is no compromise. Right? So this guest, you have to come and visit him 5 times a day. Number 3, ordinary guests want, we must sit with them and talk with them and chat with them. This guest, Ramadan, wants us to spend our time by spending time with what was revealed in this month. And that is the Quran Karim. You with me? So this guest don't want us to talk and make lavaro and panchat and all that. This guest wants us just spend time with that which was revealed in this month, and that is the Quran Karim. Then my respected elders and friends, ordinary guests want us to sit with them late into the night. Ramadan also wants us to spend late into the night with Taraweeh Salah, recite the Quran so we spend our nights correctly. Ordinary guests would not mind if we spend on them. Ramadan also wants us to spend, but on the poor and the needy. So these are some of the things that this guest wants us to do. Unlike any other guest that would come to our house, this special guest wants us to spend our time. Now, my respected elders and friends, this guest has come. I want to take maximum benefit from it, but I need to make sure that I am careful of certain things that can take me away and give my full attention to this guest. Way of some of the crooks that can hamper you in entertaining this guest correctly. The first thief is the television. A dangerous thief which corrupts the fast of a person and reduces the reward due to worthless series, programs and shameless acts that are normally shown. Now can you picture the scenario? A person comes and visits you, and you sitting and you're watching TV, and he wants to talk to you and he wants to chat with you, but you're not interested. He's talking, e bole ne e hambre. He's talking and he's listening, but you're giving him no attention. Would that guest spend time with you? No, you say, what a rude person this is. I came to visit him all the way and this is how he's treating me. The second thief that you have to be careful of so that you don't hamper your attention is the marketplace. The marketplace specializes in spending money and time uselessly without reckoning. You know, when you go to a marketplace, how time flies. And by the time you realize, oh, I'm already late for namaz, I missed my dhuhr, I missed my asr. So in order to overcome this, we have to go to the marketplace. It's necessary. We have to go. Have a goal in mind. Have a shopping list. Say, this is what I need. Inshallah, I'm going to spend minimum time there. You go there, you buy your things, and you come back home. Then the third thief that you have to be careful of is staying up late for entertainment. It steals the most valuable time and it prevents you from getting up for tahajjud and it prevents you from seeking forgiveness from your Allah. You know, on a Friday night, Saturday night, leave all the soccer and the cricket and the that you can do after Ramadan. Just tell the brother Mafman, you know what, I've got a program in the month of Ramadan. I don't want to spoil this guest. He's already come and he's only here for a few days. I need to honor it. Then this is for our mothers and sisters. The kitchen. Hey, this kitchen takes a lot of time. What happens is, shame, our mothers and sisters, they're so good at heart. Allah reward them, really. They go out of their way. They prepare 15,000 different savories. And shame, Allah really give them the best of delicious foods in Jannah. Ameen, inshallah. And they spend so much of time and long hours preparing many dishes that are almost indistinct from one another, except the moment they are eaten and forgotten. And how much we eat at iftar time. Look at Allah's qudrat, wallahi, that we're hungry the whole day and don't go to a bakery because you'll buy the whole bakery out. Stay away from the bakery. And you want to buy everything and we have this iftar time and we have this. Come iftar time, your khajur, your zamzam and your little bit and you're full already. Subhanallah. Look at the qudrat of Allah. And all day mothers and sisters are preparing. Then my friends, another thief you have to be careful of is the telephone. Long conversations from sometimes getting into sin, backbiting, this one said this, this one said that, slandering, spreading secret, just wasting time on the telephone. The sixth one is miserliness, which will prevent you from rewards and remuneration of charity, protects you from the fire. And that is the purpose of this guest. That how can a person be saved from the fire, especially the charity in the month of Ramadan. And the final one, and this is the ringleader. This is the ringleader, is social media. Social media which is randomly used in those things which pleases Allah. Again, my friends, you are the guest of Allah. Now imagine somebody come to your house and you're sitting on your phone, you're checking Facebook, you're checking Instagram. How would that person feel? Would he feel nice? He won't feel nice. Some people come in the house of Allah and they're busy with their phones. They're the guest of Allah. Allah gave you the ability to come to His house. Allah gave you the tawfiq and the hidayah to come and visit Him. And you're busy checking your WhatsApp and messages and doing all other things besides the purpose that you came for. So hurry. And have lofty ambitions in this holy month of Ramadan, inshallah. It is nothing but a limited number of days. Allah says, Ayyaman ma'adudat. Allah says, it's just a few days. It's just a few days. And we will welcome the guest we have been eagerly waiting for. That guest is the most compassionate and the most rewarding guest, my respected elders. In conclusion, as the dawn of Ramadan approaches, offering us the glimpses of its golden rays of purity, every Muslim around the world wants to prepare for its warm ambience, which only this month can give. How much we are prepared to take from it, that is left up to us. How much we want to benefit from it, that is left up to us. Ramadan will go, Ramadan will come, Ramadan will go. Let it not happen that Ramadan was here, and where were you? Ramadan was here. Where were you? How many people, my respected elders and friends, how many people, wallahi, are not with us? How many people would have loved to spend one more Ramadan of their lives? There were two Sahaba. They were very good friends. And the one passed away in jihad. He passed away in jihad. And the other one passed away a year later. So somebody seen both of them in a dream. And he seen that the one who passed away a year later was high in ranks in Jannah, enjoying himself. So he was astounded. He said, how is it possible that the first guy, he passed away in jihad, he gave his life, and this person passed away a year later, but yet he was afforded all the luxuries of Jannah. So it was told to him, didn't this person live one more Ramadan? Didn't this person have the opportunity to make more ibadah? Didn't this person do this and this and this? So we don't know. We still don't know. We make dua, Allah make us reach the month of Ramadan, inshallah, ameen. And may Allah make us benefit. So many would have loved to see, so many close ones are gone from our family, from our friends, that would have loved to be around with us, and we would have loved them to be with us. But Allah took them away. We don't know. So make a firm intention. Inshallah. This Ramadan is going to be the best Ramadan of my life. Inshallah.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله قاض به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفس بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وبقية الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابه لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان وبلغنا رمضان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم استجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Let us ensure our steps are straight, shoulder to shoulder, ensuring our heels are in line, standing as close as possible, filling all the gaps. And a reminder to kindly, inshallah, contribute generously towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the masjid, the madrasa, inshallah. Every cent that we spend, we start preparing ourselves for spending in the path of Allah, coming the month of Shaban and the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Allah grant us barakah and blessings in our sustenance, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح كذا قامت الصلاة كذا قام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة
أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة للمتقين إماما اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربينا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.